Good morning. 7:39 a.m. on a very cold and windy 34. Feels like 20 degrees out here this morning. And my GPS signal is lost. What does Endomondo think here in terms of, well, I got no bars, that's one of the reasons. My Pandora kicked out, so it'll probably come back in the middle of stuff. Today is November the 5th, day 5 of day 5 of NaNoWriMo. Oh, good. Almost 19 minutes, that's not quite... It's not quite right. Although, I suppose it could be, because I spent an awful lot of time this morning walking and texting, which slows me down greatly. I wasn't swinging along with the music, but actually involved in a chat with a friend. Specifically with Brand Gamblin, who, as luck would have it, has started his own morning podcast. At least he did one this morning. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can find it on brandg.com, or he left a link to it on Google Plus. I'm not sure where else it might be at the moment. So he walked 2 miles and talked for a mile, following the formula that I have sort of come up with. So, yesterday's counts were... Take my hood down. Not because I'm warm, but because my ears are sweating. That doesn't sound right. So, yesterday was day 4. And by the end of the day, actually by midday, I'd broken 20,000 words. So my average of 5,000 words a day held up. In fact, I ended the day with 21,119, probably 21,000. 21,100 is probably a more accurate number in terms of real words. But I ran out of time at the end of the day. I was sitting there typing at 12:15 when I realized I had, and I had just done an update at like 11:30. So I probably had a few extra words that should have got counted for yesterday. They'll get counted for today. It doesn't matter. But I did do an update near midnight, and it was 21,119. So my chart still says I am going to win. I'll get my 50,000 on the 10th. I'm still on track. So I'm still on my goal. I've had several ideas about the story present themselves because of the way the story has unfolded so far. This is one of the things about being a discovery writer, the polite term for pantser. Pantser is actually kind of a derogatory comment, and while it technically means writing from the seat of your pants, there's also a certain connotation to that, that it's right up there with other things that one finds in the seat of one's pants on occasion. But discovery writer, I think, is the approved word. I'm still a pantser, I don't care. Stuff that I would not have thought of had I not watched the characters in the story evolve as I go. That's the beauty of what I do. That's the magic of what I do. And because every time I write something new, I discover something new about the story that keeps it fresh and exciting for me. So I look forward to every writing session because I never know what's going to happen. I mean, I have a rough idea of what's going to happen in the next chapter, or to be more precise, in the last half of the current chapter, because I sort of got halfway through a chapter. I usually end on a chapter break, but it was 12:15. I needed to go to bed. And I still need to go back to bed. I'm working on about 2 hours sleep. So I've got like zero concentration. I've got zero kind of focus today. Nichts. Nada. Zip zilch. The cats started raising hell around 3 a.m. So I was awakened several times between 3 and 4:30 when I finally got up. And I had a cup of leftover coffee from yesterday while the fresh pot was perking, and then realized that I'd managed to blow nearly 2 hours on reading and writing and stuff that wasn't on my work in progress, which is too bad, because that would have been 2,000 words this morning if I had been focused, which you remember I just got done saying I wasn't. So, yeah. My daughter thinks I'm a little bit whack this morning. Got her bundled into the car and off to school. She still wants to slug me because I've got 20,000 words since Friday. And she hasn't got like 2,000. She's trying to do the youth nano, where you get to pick your goal. And she picked 20,000 words because she knows she's got a lot of stuff going on this week, this month. She's way behind in school. She's not sure how much time she's going to have. And what she doesn't have is pretty much any time. And hasn't had any time since the beginning of the month. Bad timing and bad planning on her part, because she missed too much school earlier in this year. So she's way behind now in schoolwork. A lot of that will get resolved because she'll have the window closed on her ability to turn in late work. If she puts it off long enough, she won't have to do it at all. She'll take a zero for the assignment. And unfortunately, she's worked really hard on really low point assignments and pretty much blown off large point assignments that really she could have done in half the time that she spent on the low pointers. I'm trying to get her to assess, you know, the relative value of her schoolwork and to do some sort of triage. If she's not going to do something, do the high point items first. Then, if there's time, do the low point items. Because if you're going to get a zero, you may as well get a zero on a 16-point assignment rather than a zero on a 100-point assignment. Just saying. Getting her to accept that is difficult because a lot of times the low point assignments are actually more interesting. They're actually more fun for her. So, yeah, there's that. It's very cold. Particularly when I get into the wind. Right now I'm not in the wind, so it's pretty cool. It's mostly just cool. But when I was walking in the direct wind, it was frosty. Doing a little better now. I can hear the wind blowing, but it's not blowing where I am. Sun is well up in the sky, so this bodes well for a time slot that I can continue to walk in while 6 o'clock is perhaps more conducive to getting the walk out of the way so that I can move on with the day in progress. That's also very difficult for me to force myself out in the dark, and later on when it gets to be in the dark and the snow and the ice, no. So, you know, it looks like take the kid to school, come back and do the walk is going to be monk pole. It's going to be the pattern, at least through the winter. So I'm trying to walk a little bit quickly so that I can get back to the house and get some food. So far, all I've had today is a Snickers miniature and a cup of coffee. Not exactly the breakfast of champions. Certainly not something I should be eating. Had way too much candy, way too much sweet. Way too much empty calories. I need to get much better. Because I've got to go to the doctor's again. I don't know when exactly, but I'm also going to go to the dentist again. I hope it's not this month. Tomorrow the furnace man is coming for the checkup, so I have to kind of hang around tomorrow morning, but he's going to come between 8 and 10 to do the checkup. I need to warn my wife so that she can be up, moving, and even perhaps out before he gets there. She gets very nerved up, very nervous when there are people in the house and she's not dressed, for example. So, yeah, today on my mind is getting home, getting something to eat, getting this chapter wrapped up, and then the file put on my netbook. I'll probably put it on Dropbox and then download it from Dropbox to the network. And probably have to make a fresh pot of coffee so that I'll have a thermos that I can take with me over to the far library. I'm going to go over there right this morning. See if I can convince anybody else to go over, play along. I got a lot of story to tell today. 20,000 words, and we haven't got to Gertie Pinecrest's house yet, which may or may not be where I think it needs to be, so I'm not going to worry about it. I'm just going to keep on going. Because, like I said, I really like the way the story is unfolding, the way the pieces are moving around in the story. It hasn't had a lot of high drama yet, although there have been some small episodes of tension, small episodes of, for lack of a better term, rising action. It's a little more, I don't want to say commercial, but it's a little more accessible. It's a little less abstruse. Everything is a little more on the surface in terms of the story arc and development. It's just perhaps a tad more, I don't want to say formulaic, but it's probably the right word. I'm looking at the word distribution and trying to figure out, okay, I'm at about 25%, so I need to have something important happen here. Move them out of the beginning of the book and into the middle of the book. And in theory, that'll be getting to Gertie Pinecrest and what happens after that. I know what's going to happen in the middle of the book. I just don't know how I'm going to get to the middle of the book. And I know some of the backstory. I know some of the stuff that is actually going on that I didn't know before, or I've decided what's going on that I didn't decide before. Based on what I've written so far, I have an idea about the other plot. This is two plots in here. One is Tanith, excuse me, trying to get to Gertie Pinecrest to learn from her, to find out if she's going mad. And the other is the sort of the villain part of the story. The part of the story where it's the MacGuffin. It's not what the story is about. It's just why the story exists. Sort of like Andy Birchwood was in the first Ravenwood. We needed to have something for Tanith to exercise her powers on in order to sort of achieve that idea that she was going mad. And she slowly came to grips with her powers through Zyferia's call. Even though she's not really aware of the depth and strength of her powers and what they cost her to use, she's not really aware of that yet. That's something that Gertie is going to have to tell her. Gertie's going to have to show her. But she needs something in this book to use her powers against, and so far she's only used them a couple of times. And they've helped her escape some tricky situations. It's nothing she's actually had to beat, per se. There was no fisticuffs involved, there was no violence involved. It was mostly surveillance and avoidance. There's a lot to be said for surveillance and avoidance, particularly when you're outgunned and outnumbered. So that's going to be part of it. The log line of this is sometimes some journeys take you where you need to be. And the corollary, of course, is not necessarily where you thought you were going. So I need to figure out how to make that log line work, because it's way too long. I need to cut it down. Yes, I'm heading into the wind, and it is freezing my nose. 18 minutes. Oh, 17. So I gotta cut a break on the backside. I don't think I was doing 17, I think I was doing 18. I think it's just a function of the lost GPS signal in the middle that screwed it up. But anyway, I am back. Walking up to the back gate. At the point in time where I say, as always, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.